Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another great episode of the Mark and Will Show. And of course, you got your favorite two hosts of the most, Mark and Will. What's up, my brother?
What's going on, man? What is going on? Monday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How some can call it Victory Monday for themselves. Some can't.
Well, you know, yeah. I'm still on Victory Monday. I mean, we ain't played.
Right.
Plays. Yes. You know, whatever. Bye. You know what I'm saying? Nobody lost. So if you want to buy, you didn't lose.
Nobody lost. You know, right.
That's a good thing. How was your off day, man?
It was smooth. You know, me always working, cleaning, doing something. It never stops.
What you did.
How was your day today?
Can't complain, man. Slow motion. Shoot. Still needed another hour. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, right. You know, got an hour, still felt like I was short one. Like,
what you said?
You know, like, what is going on, man? You
right.
Know, kind of stuff like that. But did you have a good weekend, though, man?
Oh, yeah. Great work weekend. Great weekend. Yeah. Yeah. It's all good. You know how that goes. You have a good weekend.
Yeah, man. You know, got the tailgate. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Boy, people understand. You know, you get out there, and, you know, everybody see the glamour of it, you know what I'm saying, all that. But, dude, this getting up, cooking, and packing stuff, and unpacking the stuff, and getting out there 3 hours, and you partying, and then you go to the game, and you party a little bit more, then you got to go pack the stuff.
Exactly.
14-hour thing, that stuff is a joke, bro. I mean, I love it, don't get me wrong, and I love it when, you know, when they take care of business and they win, you know what I'm saying, that makes it
absolutely
so different. But yeah, man, I mean, it was good. I can't complain about that, bro, for real, for real.
Right.
Hope everybody else, y'all know what today is, y'all know what dropped today. If you don't, then you just clueless.
Absolutely.
Because all on our social media, it's on there, baby, it's on there, you know what I'm saying. Some people have election day this tomorrow. We have election day today and tomorrow. So,
right.
You know, you got the players of the weeks. So go ahead and hit those, you know, the Twitter at Mark and Will Show. Hit that Facebook, Mark and Will Show, and go to the group. You see it. Follow Mark and Will Show's Facebook group. And you're going to welcome it to a different world. A different world. Who's better than who? My son, grandson. It's better than yours. So, you know, help pick and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, and it's all fun. We love what we do. We love that these kids are getting their shine on. But I want to do one little public service announcement for Woo-hoo. You people. Nominate, right? You can nominate from Friday to Sunday because it's Sunday. Oh, boy, it's time. So, you know, going through these stats and all this kind of stuff like that. So, go ahead. If you nominate, does not mean that you will be in the poll or whoever put on the poll. We still have the ultimate, you know, ruling on that, who we think is who deserves and all this kind of stuff like that. If you do not make the poll, that doesn't mean you didn't have a good game.
Right.
You know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Shake it off. If you are wondering why somebody is not on the poll, maybe, I ain't going to say maybe. This is what's going to happen. If somebody had Mark had a great game, he had 4 TDs, 300 yards, rushing, 2 passing, and that's, Mark and Will wasn't there to see that. Mark and Will don't have the stats. So Mark and Will's going to go to the Kentucky High School Association scoreboard to see stats and see what's going on. Well, schools have opportunities to report it. You got some will do it that night, the next day. Then you have some people wait to Monday. Yeah. There's a problem when it's Monday. Polls are already done. You see what I'm saying? We have this nice platform going that actually, if you check the polls out, we probably have close to about 60 kids. This
absolutely
getting, you know, getting their name out there, getting their accomplishments. So, you know, it takes a little time digging that stuff. So, look, if you got somebody and you got them stats, go ahead. But, like I said, that does not mean that kiddo is going to be on those polls. You know, we try to do our best. We try to make sure everybody get an opportunity to get their shine on and that kind of stuff like that. So, please go on there. Vote. Don't hate on these kids. Go ahead and vote if you see somebody. Go ahead and vote
right
for them. Don't forget to go on Facebook. Both of them count. Like I said, both of them count. But go ahead and make sure you follow us. Y'all see everything Mark and Will Show, except for the gaming, Mark and Will Gaming. And of course, her Mark and Will Show Facebook group page. Check it out. It's just banging, you know. Can't complain about it. Big time. Y'all know what it is. FNC. Going to have to come up with dates. And actually, it's going to be a little bit better now because football is, you know, teams are steadily dropping, so we'll have a little bit more.
What you said?
Do what we got to do. So, I mean, you know, for real, we'll have a little bit more time. Do what we got to do on that.
Right.
Make sure you guys check it out. Go to YouTube, FNC Friday Night Crew. You'll find all that information right there.
Oh, it will most definitely be back tomorrow. Mark and Will Gaming on YouTube will be back tomorrow. Had a lot of stuff to do today, but it most definitely will be back tomorrow. Trust me when I tell you that.
There it is. Mark and Will Gaming. YouTube channel, Mark and Will Gaming. Check that out. Big time. Mark was on last week doing some stuff, so make sure you check that out. Go ahead and subscribe. Make sure you subscribe. Big time. All right. We already did a little spiel on high school, but, you know, we're going to go ahead and do these games real quick.
Yes, sir.
Get everybody caught up on what happened. See what had happened was. Right. St. X 53, Southern 0. You'll be able to see the mail a little bit more often.
Yes, sir.
Season's over with, but hey, good job, mayor. You know, new team and all that good stuff like it. Hey, when you're changing the culture, things change. Let's see. Thomas Andreoli was 2 for 3, 72 yards. This is passing. 2 TDs. You had another Trevor. He had 3 TD passes. Dontre. Richardson, 3 yards, 29. Let me just put it this way. They just spread the wealth around. They played a lot of kids. It looked like they played about 100 kids. There's so many names on here. But a good win for St. X. Yes, sir. Good win for them. Let's see. Next up, but not least, we have Holy Cross, 42. Russellville, 14. Yeah. Hey, congratulations, Coach. Like I said, Coach been on the show. Hey, it's always good to see somebody's been on the show to prosper and everything. Got that playoff win, taking care of business. A lot of those kiddos play hard, do what they need to do. So very proud of that. Way to go and beat Russellville. I think that game, if I'm not wrong, I think that game was at Russellville. So good road win.
Right, absolutely. Playoff too.
Right, right. Shelby County season comes to a halt. They lose to Spencer County 56-28. Got double up on. Spencer County is a tough team. Shelby County got new coach. New coach Harris been on here. Coach Ryan's a part of that. You know, it's about, like I said, changing the culture. So good luck with them. Spencer County moves on and with a double up sandwich. Let's see here. Next up, not least, you got Atherton with a 50 piece over
Dunn. Yes.
I get on him. Coach Nino, I'm gonna need them stats, baby. I can't even read them stats off, bro. I can't even get the big A factor in the polls, man. You know, come on, bro. We gotta get that together. Mm-hmm. But congratulations in the playoffs, 52-14. I think they already played them before and did the same thing to them again. So congratulations with that one.
Yes,
North Laurel, 42. Collins season come to an end, 28. Keon Gooden, hell of a year. He's going to be in the running for Mr. Football. But, hey, North Laurel was better that, you know, on Friday. So, congratulations with them. You know, we're pretty sure we'll see Keon somewhere balling next year at somebody's college. Great.
Right.
Now we talked about this.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So they have 34, North Pole is 0. That defense is this smacking people around.
Yes, it is.
And hey, man, congratulations. I mean,
right.
You know, Fredette, right. We end up in the building. I'm thinking, if I'm not wrong, I might be wrong on this one, Mark, but I'm going to check real quick. I could be wrong. Well, I'll wait till we get finished the score, but
yeah.
They got a nice game coming up. I just want to
say. Coming up.
Yeah. Frederick Douglass, another 50 piece.
Another
0, but man, you know, ain't no much you can say, man. They the real deal, man. You know,
they rolling.
I don't think too many people want that smoke though. <That's> crazy. Yeah, man. If they're not averaging 50, they're averaging like 45. I mean, you know.
Right.
And they another team with defense, man. It's hard to score on them big time. Man, you're 37. Fern Creek 18. You see that Zeke got loose.
Yeah.
He had it. Yeah. Take care of business.
What you said? Got to.
Right. they got a big one up too. All right.
Ooh wee.
Last but not least, Mel High 45, PRP 23. We was actually at this game.
Bittersweet.
Bittersweet.
Yeah.
You know, but I will say this before I let you get your piece, and then I come back and get piece on it. Could be more proud of AJ. His name was called all night long, taking care of business. Has nothing to be ashamed of. He did his thing. A couple other kids did their thing too for PRP. So hey, hats off to nephew. He really balled.
Yeah, with this game right here. It of course it hurts because you don't want to see a team go down. But I take my head off the mill. Mel went out there, did they was supposed to do. But to me, I feel like you don't shy away from what works, what's working. You know what I'm saying? You don't shy away from, and that's what we did or whatever. So it ended up being a tough game down the stretch. But them seniors, I want them seniors to keep their heads up, man. Y'all had a hell of a year.
Right.
Y'all going to have letters come in, man, and keep going with y'all journey. Good luck to every last one of them. But like you said, I could be more proud of the AJ, man, because you did your thing, man. You had a hell of a season this year, man. So like right. I told him after the game, keep your head up, man. It just hurts to see a child crying like that. But
right.
Like keep your head up, man. You had a hell of a season, man. You know what I'm saying? I love him. But like I said, congratulations to Mel. Congratulations to Mel. Y'all got it, man. They most definitely got it.
Well, you know, to piggyback on what you said, you know, second play of the game, 54-yard bomb to Jacob. Ain't that his name?
Yep.
54 bomb. So, you know, no safety help. Dude's big dude. Caught it. TD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then Mel goes there and do something. Then they go back and forth. It's back and forth, back and forth.
Back and forth, yeah.
But to me, I just thought that if I'm PRP, I would definitely, if you're going to play cover 0, and there's no safety help, and I'm looking and I'm seeing matchups with, you know, dudes that probably got a better match, you know, Jacob, a better matchup, dude, you got to go. You got to keep feeding that until Mel says, okay, let's bring it on back. Then you can open up the run game. You know what I'm saying? That
right.
Kind of stuff.
Right.
I just think that, you know, a lot of times we script things out and we just think, okay, sometimes you give the other team too much credit. Like, there's no way it's going to be open again. Well, I'm going to see. I'm like Madden. I'm going to keep on playing the same play until you stop
until you stop it. Right?
If you start getting picks and stuff on this play, then I'm done. That kind of stuff like that. So, you know, and like I said, I just hate it for AJ. You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff. I'm glad that Mel was able to actually have a chance to rebound, you know, as far as their season. The season ain't been what those seniors wanted. You know, they had a lot of injuries throughout the season, that kind of stuff like that. So, you know, it's all about survive and advance, right? So that's the whole thing. Right. So before we move on real quick, let me get this off her. We already got the matchup. So the matchups that interest us right now We got Mel at St. X right off the dribble. Mm-hmm. You got Manuel at Bullet East. Trinity goes to Simon Kenton. Rao goes to Ballard. Tate's Creek goes to Bryan Station. Let me see. In 5A, interesting game. This is what I was talking about. Atherton at Ferndale. That's going to be a monster.
That's a good one.
In the city, baby. Seneca at South Oldham. You got South 1 and Bowling Green. Scott County versus Highlands. That's going to be another good one. Covenant Catholic. 9-2 goes to Frederick Douglass.
Right.
I mean, we got some good ones. On the 4A, real quick, you got, let me see, Boyd County versus Boyd County. Wayne County versus Johnson Central. Hopkinsville versus Logan County. That Madison North Hopkins versus Warren East. And Parsley, the quarterback who missed the world. 3A, you got Hart County, who's got their first playoff win, and I don't know if it's the first ever, but anyway, they go at Union County. That's 3A. You got Paducah Tillman versus Casey. All these schools are so familiar because dealing with these polls. Fleming County at Bell. Central? What division is Central in?
I think Central's still in 3.
They still in 3? Okay, let's see right here. I don't see they on there. They in 4A. You remember they had that? The team forfeit. North Oldham plays at Central, so you know that kind of stuff like that. So it's going to be some interesting games, big time to just pop off. So can't wait to see that. KCD's hosting a game against Dayton. So hey. Hey, this is a time, so we're dwindling down. So that's what it's all about, big time.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get into this women's basketball game.
Yes, sir.
Let's see.
Louisville's women beat Cincinnati 87-68. First win of the year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. They was rocking today.
And hey, hats off to Cincinnati because they fought. They actually won that third quarter.
That
third quarter, 18-12, you know. So
yeah, because they made it like 11 point lead.
Got all the way down to 8. Got all the way down to 8.
Yeah.
Switching defense, pressing, and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And to me, you know, when you got a lot of newcomers besides the transfer and the freshman, so I think they got a total of like 7 new players, something like that. Everybody's got to, you know, mesh. And then it's different. Even if you went to a different school, you go to the Yum Center, it's like 8,000 or 9,000 to 10,000 fans compared to you playing it with 500 fans. You know, that's totally different down there, you know.
Right.
The way to come out and take care of business. I see Haley went off. Haley went off with 58 points, did her thing. Hats off to Milton for Cincinnati. She had 28. She was bombing away. Couldn't be stopped. Like, what's going on, man?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, way to start the season off with that one.
Absolutely.
You know, way to go, Coach P and the Louisville Cardinals took care of business today.
Yes, they did.
Love that. Bam! Ow.
We called it. We said it. Houston beat the Phillies 4-1. We sat there and said they had to go ahead and take care of business and get the game when it was 2-2. They couldn't do it. Let Houston win. We said it. If you didn't win that one, it was over.
It was a wrap. Houston wasn't playing. Like I said, man, they done won. I don't know if it's just, what is it, their third in 8 or 10 years? Something crazy.
Yeah.
It's not, it's like 2-8, but they done been to like 3 or 4 World Series. Like, they got a dynasty. Yeah. Got caught cheating, still rebounded, lost, I think still it was rebounded. Last year to Atlanta, something like that, whatever.
Yeah.
They special, bro. That's like, and Dusty Baker, hats off to you, bro. Hats off to you. Do you see you see that picture with Dusty Baker, the manager, and Scarface? Embracing it. I said, okay, Scarface, get you some of that. Yes, sir.
Right. But it seemed like Houston is just always there.
Yeah,
they don't go away.
You know what? They are equivalent to me. They're equivalent to this. A more high power than this team. I'm going to say. But you remember during the season, I was saying St. Louis seemed like they even when you don't think they're going, they always there type stuff.
Yep.
But they are five times as much than the St. Louis. Like, they get there and win it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. And they always there, and they always looking at the Yankees and like, dude, we ain't scared of you guys. We ain't scared of Boston. We going in there to take care of business. And, man, they have lost their shortstop who signed for $29 million somewhere else a year. I mean, like, they keep on changing and bringing in new players, bro, and they are taking care of business.
Yes, they are. Can't be mad at them.
Hey, hats off to y'all because y'all don't play, bro. Y'all don't play, bro. Good. Hey, way to go. And plus, the Phillies didn't get it. That's all I care. I don't care who be them, but I'm glad Phillies got to get out of here with that crap.
Right.
Yeah, didn't win. It ain't y'all sports season for real.
Right.
It's another one y'all gonna take a loss too.
Oh Jesus.
Several more, buddy boy. College football.
Louisville took care of business.
Yeah, they
won 34-10.
Yeah, they did. Bowl eligible, man. That's all I gotta say.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, bowl eligible. They look like a team. You know what I'm saying? The defense is still humming.
They are.
Is moving back. I love it. That running back Evans.
Yeah,
because he gets down, he's gone.
Right.
So there's no play with him. He's going. If he get the look crease, like a cannon, man. He's nice, man.
What you said.
And that's the thing about it, though, Mark. How we talked about it since he's been up about 7 years. Like, you got to trust your teammates, right? You got to give the ball. You got to hand the ball off. You got to make the correct, simple passes that the dude take it to the house.
Yes. Like,
you ain't got to be carrying the ball 1,000 times, getting 1,000 yards, bro. You don't need to do that, bro.
It ain't that serious.
At all. Not for you to want to be successful because
exactly.
I know that the ball's always in your hand. You know what I'm doing. I'm bringing a safety down, and we're going to just play a game with you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to see if you can beat us, dude. Nah, man.
Right.
You got to be smart. But congratulations to Louisville.
Absolutely.
For getting that W this weekend. Also, Big Blue, 21, Missouri 17.
17, yeah. They got it.
Almost didn't. Almost.
Yeah. I kept looking at my phone when I was at work like, oh, okay. It's okay. Get a little tricky now.
Yeah. They had to win that, man. I mean,
definitely.
If they lost this, that's a wrap. I mean, they already upset that all the dreams they dreamed of is over as far as playoffs, which, I mean, I didn't see that anyway, but, you know, competing. If you can't win the East when the East is down, and I really can't say the East is down, Florida's down, because Tennessee's back. Georgia's still, you know, they're the national, you know, the reigning champions, and they number one in the AP poll. So it's like, man, let's keep it 100. Kentucky's got to go play at Georgia. I think at Georgia. As a Georgia coming to town.
Girl, it don't matter what way it's going. Shoot. They can meet up at the Waffle House. It don't matter.
Oh, no, sir. No, you did not do that. No, you did not. You know what, though? The crazy thing is this. Both teams, I mean, Louisville has to go to Clemson. They have to go to Clemson on Saturday. And Kentucky, where you at?
You know what's so crazy, though?
Kentucky Louisville must get a ball. A bye, I mean. They must get a
bye.
I don't. No, you know what? They got Vanderbilt. I'll take it back. They got it.
Okay.
They'll go ahead and take care of business.
See, Louisville just got going there with high confidence.
Yeah, you know they should be.
You just going there with high confidence, man.
You saw what Notre Dame. You saw what Notre Dame did to Clemson. Lord.
I didn't see that. That was crazy.
Yeah. That, you know, but you know what? Clemson should have lost to Syracuse. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, you know, just keeping it 100, they're right. not the same, right, as they have been. Let's just put it that way. So, I mean, you know, and everybody wants to go ahead and paint that, keep them painting that picture. It's not like it. So,
what you said.
Hey, it is what it is. So,
right.
All right. Let's get to it. We got a game that's going on tonight going on right now. I think it should be.
Yeah.
Ravens.
Yeah, it's 0-0.
Okay. Ravens 2.5-point favorite over the Saints. Man, what you think about this game though, bro?
Lamar, he has to have a great performance. You can't go. I mean, I understand it's in the dome. I understand New Orleans defense played better in the dome, but you cannot let Andy Dalton beat you. They cannot let any. Then Ravens just brought over the linebacker from
Raekwon,
Chicago. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Got another good piece. You know what I'm saying? They got to go in there and take care of business, dude. They 5-3. Uh-huh. You got to go ahead and win this one. To, you know what I'm saying? To stay in good playoff contention, to get a good seed and stuff like that. Because we know that other team look like they're going to start humming.
Right. Especially when they get old boy back.
Yeah, so it's like, hey, Baltimore got to win this game because, for one, we all know this is a contract year for Lamar. So he got to keep it up. He got to keep it rolling. He got to.
But you know what, though, bro? You know, we always talk off camera. And
whatever
you want to call it, right?
Right.
This is the kind of game that scares me because I don't trust their defense. I have to see Roquan. Roquan can't play DB, even though they got all these DBs that was all world. But the crazy thing is that they don't have that defensive coordinator who put them in the position to succeed. Even though they're like, oh boy, he runs the same, man, it's still the kind of difference. And Roquan Smith, if he can galvanize that front seven to stop the run, okay, and put a little bit of pressure. Right. But my question is this. What you do with Patrick Queen? I mean, y'all, he was supposed to be. You know what I'm saying?
He was
supposed to be in the next Ray, but now you had to go get the next Ray. Dude's getting ready to be a back because he's not an outside linebacker.
No. He's down there more like a corner, a DB. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I never paid attention to him when he was there because I don't really care for the Ravens. But
he was a starting middle linebacker.
Yeah, he was.
So
he was.
I don't know.
They need to just watch out the whole thing. Peterson, he's old. Why is he still there?
And because you know why he's still there? It's because defensive ends and outside linebackers, which are really defensive ends, it ain't like DBs. And you know yourself, they ain't fall off the tree like leaves. So that's why his old buddy's still there. Ingram, all them, they stay, bro, for a minute, and all of a sudden they just become a third down specialist.
Right.
I mean, you know. But my whole thing is, I agree with you. They have to have this game. They had to have it. It's just I don't trust AD. I don't know what to get. And if you let, like you said, if you let Andy Dalton go off, then, you know, your season's over with anyway.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it's a wrap anyway if you do that. So we'll see. They just got an interception, but look like it's going to come back.
It's coming right back.
Yeah. So, well, good try.
Yep. Wins on them. Yep.
Way to go. All right, let's get into what we saw. And let's start off with the mighty, mighty Eagles. 29, Texas 17.
Like I told bruh, I said this team is very much beatable. They're beatable. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are so beatable, dude. If Texas had a quarterback, and I'm still going to – if they had a quarterback, they would have beat Philly. They would have beat Philly.
Yeah,
they would have beat Philly because these past two games, when they played Pittsburgh and then they played them, you saw certain flaws in Philadelphia.
Right.
You see it. You just got to attack at. They, dude, they're going to lose. But like I told bro, I hope they go undefeated and lose in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. you know, I can see, but hopefully on Christmas Eve, I go ahead.
Well, yeah.
Get back juice. But, I mean, we already reviewed the schedule. We already saw that their schedule's light in the pans, to be honest.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I don't know who made their stuff. It's light in the pans. Now that Vikings win looks way better because the Vikings is being solid, taking care of business, you know what I'm saying, that kind of stuff.
Right. Like
that. But other than that, you're right. You know, to me, I don't know if Big Boy is still playing. I mean, he got hurt against you guys. I think Davis, big old dude.
Yep.
If he ain't playing, then, you know, that's another game changer. And apparently they probably couldn't get anybody quick enough because, you know, they buy the whole world trying to win the Super Bowl.
Would you see it?
They try to be the Yankees, you know, that kind of stuff. All right, they did what they supposed to do. I mean, it's no rah-rah-rah. If you're an Eagles fan, you're very like, I don't know about this. Because that game is closer than what the score indicate.
Yes, it was.
Chargers 20, Falcons 17.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. The Chargers act like they won a Super Bowl. The coach and the quarterback hug. I love you. I love you too, man. This is against Atlanta. This was against Atlanta. Atlanta put up a hell of a fight. Chargers. It's just mind-boggling to me, dude, that I just knew they was going to be way better than this. You load up on the defense, which you got all the biggest names ever on the defense. We know how Herbert is. He can go. You got Eckler. Hell. Y'all receivers can't stay healthy. Like, this team right here, to me, is disappointing, but it's still a lot of season left to see if they can get it going. But Atlanta, I'm taking my head off to Mark to Mariota, but boy, you trying. You said, I'm still here in the league. I'm going to try to play, and I'm going to keep going.
Well, that coach should have went and found that defensive lineman and fumbled the ball back to them.
Yeah.
To them. Because otherwise, Atlanta would have went ahead and kicked the field goal with Koo or whatever his name and won the game type stuff, right?
Right.
I understand Allen, you know, he still ain't playing, right? Yep. You lost Mike Williams, that kind of stuff. Eckler, you use him 24,000 times. I just don't get them. I just don't. I mean,
not at all.
That offense is looking Green Bay-ish. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, like, nobody on that offense stands out to you, bro. I mean, Eckler, don't get me wrong. What made Eckler a fantasy joy and love? Talking about what made him, everybody wanted him, is because he used to get a whole bunch of touchdowns on 1 yard, 2 yards. Then that pass swing passes.
You
know, that's how he used to eat. You never see him getting like 100 and something yards, 2 TDs, 40, 50 yards. Like, I mean, bro, all I got to say is Chargers should be thanking a lucky sky for being 5-3, and they probably are the worst 5-3 out of the bunch.
Right.
I mean, they
– right.
Like you said, they lucky to get up out of there. That's why they was saying, I love you and I miss you. Well, whatever the heck, whatever. Dolphins 35, Birds 32. I thought so, bro. I just thought it might have happened.
So crazy, it should have happened. it should have happened. You know what I'm saying? At least go to overtime and, you know what I'm saying, see how it goes from her. His receiver dropped the ball, but Justin Fields, he had some ridiculous numbers in this game. 15 carries for 178 yards rushing.
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Regular season record.
That is unbelievable. It still had three in the air. You know what I'm saying? Like, he played a hell of a game. He did his job. He did enough to get his team to win the game. But Miami... Toliola, he say his name.
Tua.
He's rocking. He's starting to get it. You know what I'm saying? It seems like he's really starting to get it. This coach is putting him in the right situations to get this team rolling, man. Miami, that's going to be, hey, that's great. Be a team you won't face if they hit them playoffs. He is
doing exactly what San Fran did. The difference is this: San Fran had Kittles and they had Debo, right? They got both of the ex San Fran running backs, Wilson and Morissette, right? They got Cheetah and Waddle, who, to me, when you do quick passes and hit them in spots, and even if you go middle passes, because you got to respect, because you also got Gesicki, the tight end, who's 6'6".
Yes.
You got Wilson. You got all kinds of – and then you got a I-train. So they are doing so much with this ball that you think they might be running it, and all of a sudden as the linebackers come up, they doing these little cross patterns to Waddle, who can go to the house. Cheetah go to the house. They send Cheetah down there, and you can't catch him. If that defense – and their whole key is this. If they defense, you can't give up 32. I mean, hell, Dallas gave up 29. But you can't give up that on a consistent basis. I'm not saying they do, but their defense, they can go ahead and only give up about 20, between 17 and 20. They'll be hard out, bro. Hard out.
Right.
The problem is, can they play in the cold?
We going to see.
Because you're going to need running game in that cold.
We going to see. Because they got two decent running backs.
Yeah. And they decent. You know what I'm saying? But we going to see, because both of them came from California.
Yes, they did.
You know, it's different when you got to go at Buffalo and it's 2 degrees. And even with the upstart Jets, whoever.
Got to get used to it.
Yeah. But if I'm them, I'm getting me another running back, a legit running back that could talk that stuff. Hell, go get Jacobs. Let's go get him, because I'm pretty sure they don't need him. Panthers 21, Bengals 42. The pumpkin ran out. The Cinderella story is over for PJ Walker.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something, because I was at work, because I was kind of upset, because I'm looking at my fantasy, right?
Right.
I'm like, why is Tyler Boyd not getting the ball? And then I'm looking at Higgins, and I'm like, he ain't getting the ball neither. Right. So what is going on? So I had to pop it up, look at the thing. I said, boy, this boy Joe Mixon is losing his mind. I see why he ain't throwing the ball. He's just running all over the place.
Yeah, it was sick.
But this was a great win for the Bengals, because the Bengals, you couldn't let Carolina come to Cincinnati, to the jungle, and beat y'all. This would have been a bad look for y'all.
Yeah, you have to win this.
And plus, we know how this is the time of the season where Cincinnati get to start rolling anyway.
All I know is, oh boy, Mixon – and one of my fantasy league got me 51 points.
51 points.
Like, whoa, Mix.
And guess who had him who I was playing?
Who?
Jesus. Because. I'm hot. Because I'm sitting like, how's he blowing me out like this? Then I looked on and I'm like, dude, Joe's going crazy, dog.
Yeah. And I mean, it was 35 nothing at halftime. I mean, you know.
At halftime.
Like, really, like, they bought him Baker, man. Baker got some run, dude.
Yeah, he got two.
He still wouldn't be starting for me. I don't care. Bengals, you did what you needed to do. I mean, you know, hey, the Panthers are the Panthers.
Absolutely right.
Lions 15, the Packers 9.
We said it Thursday.
Yeah.
That Detroit was going to get them, baby.
And they got them.
But this is the thing for me with this. Aaron Rodgers need to go to the podium after the game and say, I guess I'm not looking good neither.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's not on everybody else. It's me too.
Right.
You messed up some open passes and stuff like that too. I mean, Rodgers, you might not be the Rodgers no more.
Three interceptions.
And if that's the case, boy, Adams deserved all that money that Vegas gave him. That one player leaves, and this offense is totally different.
Totally different.
Wow.
Totally.
But Aaron, like LeWayne said, You should have retired last year, player. And that's our biggest Packers fan.
You know what? If you would have told me that the Lions only scored 15 points, and still win the game, I'm like, nah, get out of the game. And check this out. They was playing without their leading receiver.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Well, one of the receivers, Hawkinson, the tight end, he was their money guy. You know, they traded him, which I still don't get.
I understand that neither.
I mean, and to your rival. Who does that? Like, that was so Detroit. Like, bro, what is it all? I mean, and they still win the game. Like, Aaron, you bet you can't say nothing, dude. You really can't.
You can't.
I mean,
it's on him now.
And the crazy thing is this. They had about 7 or 8 injuries in that game.
Yeah.
The tackle, Aaron Jones, the rookie Dobbs. I mean, I'm like, bro, I'm going to have to say this. You better get most of them back, because if you don't, Big D is coming in town on Sunday.
And you know what's so crazy?
You want them problems.
And then when you see these reports just saying that they dropped the ball on getting some of these top-notch receivers to come to Green Bay, how do you drop the ball on that?
Hey, you know what, bro? That's a lie. You know what? Because you got to think. You know yourself. It's a bidding war. And the bidding war is what you're giving up. So dropping the ball is not you protect. You don't drop the ball if you're protecting your franchise, your organization. Because why should I give up 2 to 3 draft picks for some dudes that really you really don't want? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Are they long in the tooth? Or on the back end, they got $18 million that you got to pay for next year, and they're not worth that, right? So
exactly.
I don't call it dropping the ball. Because, you know, really, if you really wanted somebody, then you could have got it. You know, you could have got it. Dude's looking for draft picks and stuff. Like Judy. You know, he was out there ready. You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff, right? You had a lot of people. Claypool win. I mean, maybe he didn't want to go to a second-round pick, but he was out there, right? Brandon Cooks. You had to get that 18. So, dudes was out there. But the end of the day is, have the Packers ready to admit that this is not going to be the year? You see what I'm saying? Like, so why should I mortgage the form for a dude who's probably not even going to be here next year? Or shouldn't be here. Hell, his thumb is probably broke too. Okay, bro. It's a mess, bro. It's definitely a mess, bro. This right here. Patriots 26, Colts 3. We talked about this before, how we thought, like, beginning of the season, you would think Colts had a chance to go ahead and take care of business, but I don't get it, bro. It's so bad that the coach got fired today.
Yeah, and it's crazy because whose fault really is it to blame? Only because dude probably didn't even want that coach job anyway. He got the coach job because Jaboy refused to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, he tried. You brought in what's his name? Yo guy, Wentz.
He brought a yo guy,
Carson Wentz. That didn't work.
Right.
Then you try to get another old guy. That didn't work. So it's like, it's so confusing with this organization, dude, because Luck, God, boy, if you were still playing, it probably wouldn't even be like this. But
I don't
cookie crumbles, man.
I don't get how the offensive line is crappy now. They've been tough for 2 to 3 years. They took the Dallas staple, getting that killer line. Everybody's ready to rock and roll. They got a running game. Now the running game is kaput. It's just completely fake. And you got to think this. Frank Wright, hey, I understand a dude from the Raiders, you better be glad you didn't get him, McDaniels. You see what he's actually doing? He'd have had you in the ground before this, right?
Right.
But the thing about it is, you're picking these guys. Like, the GM has asked you, Frank, what do you think? Who you think? Hey, man, go get Carson Wentz. Okay, cool. All right, well, go get Matt Ryan. Like, dude, these are the guys you're picking. And you got a young talent. I think that, first of all, you already know, man, when you start following your assistant coaches in the middle of the season,
right?
Because you're desperate and you're running out of people who to fire, they're going to fire you, dude. Like, get out of there, bro. Like, man, they are 3-5-1.
I wonder how much Peyton Manning wanted. They would got Jeff Saturday, the Peter Ingram head coach. He's at whole college ESPN.
An analyst. You got an analyst to come. Dude, come on, bro. Stop the madness.
Hey, Manny's asking price too much. Plus, they got a quarterback.
And you
got
to give me part ownership, too. I need two.
Absolutely.
I got Denver. I'm going to need a piece of y'all, too. I'm going to need everything.
Right.
I just got to say is, Patriots, you did what you had to do. Colts, man. Colts, I would say you are the most disappointing team, but nah, I got another team that fits that. Woo! Ooh. Jets 20, Bills 17. Woo!
This Jets team is coming together. And this is, ooh. Even, you know, so crazy. They had coaches, the defensive guy anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he got them rocking. And that young boy, what's his name? Sauce, Hot Sauce, whatever the hell his name is. Dude.
Sauce from Cincinnati.
He has confidence, dog.
Did you realize he was like 6'4"?
Yes.
That dude. I wanted him. That's different. That is different.
I wanted him, but I knew he wasn't going to be there when we got to the draft anyway. I knew he was going to be gone. He's good. They have a defense that's coming together.
You know, so crazy, though, real quick, I'm going to say this before. When he was at Cincinnati, he wasn't even the best DB going into the season. It was the dude named Kobe. The other dude, his name was Kobe. He was considered the best DB until the senior year, their last year played out and became Sauce. But, you know, 6'4", you can't teach height. And he got Kobe skills. Can't.
Yes, he do. Sorry, Jalen. Hey, brother. As this young man, he got talent, dude. And plus, he's swaggy. He don't care. He's putting on cheese heads. That defense, that team is rocking. I like it. Well, they rock, but to beat the Bills, though, wow.
You know what? And the crazy thing is that people forgot that Robert, the head coach, came from San Fran. He was their defense.
Yes, he did. Coordinator, yeah.
And he had them rolling. And so the thing about the Jets, that, you know, the offense has been struggling, but their defense has always been solid. Now you got somebody who done bringing this, they bringing in talent. They doing their thing, bro, and it's different. It's different. I would love to see if Breeze Hall did not get hurt.
Yeah.
The running back hitter, yeah, good. Yeah. But hey, hats off to James Robson. I'm glad I was able to pick him up on fantasy, because this dude, he ain't Breeze Hall, but he can keep you going. He can move the chain.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, and he runs hard. So hey, all you gotta do, like you said last week, Wilson, you're gonna have to grow up. Make sure you make solid decisions and let the defense win for you. Because they confuse Allen like no other. He was confused.
This is a bad loss.
Yes, you gotta win this. Especially if you're trying to be the top dog in the AFC, you can't lose. Right. You can't lose this, but you did. Now Bills is sending y'all thank you cards, and we're seeing deja vu all over again.
What you said?
Vikings 20, Commanders 17. Go team! It's like, I mean, what? That's not like the Marvel, right?
Hey, man, this is getting out of hand with Kirk Cousins keep getting on these planes without a jewelry on, no shirts, and all this dancing, dude.
That's ridiculous.
This is okay. Y'all barely beat the Commanders. I mean, a win is a win. I get that, but don't celebrate like it. Yeah, it's Commanders we talking about. And y'all should have lost. And y'all should have lost. You know what I'm saying? Like, good win. But this, like, we say this every week. It just goes to show you, any given Sunday, for real, right, we don't know who's going to come out. We don't know.
Right. You like that? You like that?
Stop! Stop it! Stop it, cousin!
You like that, cousin? Hey, cousin! Y'all, hey man, come on, man! Oh, Heineken almost pulled it out on y'all. Y'all been sick.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Y'all been sick of the dog.
That's gonna be the quarterback for next year too. They ain't gonna put Winston back in.
Well, you know what? The crazy thing is this: they gonna go get somebody else, bro. Because you remember he
was stagnant.
Yeah, well, you know what? Because he was balling last year, and they did the same thing. They're like, oh, man, his name don't work. Dude, he's better than Wentz,
right?
I mean, you know, come on, bro. Yeah, Wentz needed to go to, I don't know, maybe the Raiders.
Ooh,
speaking of the Raiders. Raiders lose to Jags 27-20.
Go ahead. Shout out to Ethan, the running back for Jaguars. I appreciate them numbers you gave me on fantasy.
He rolled.
But he's rolling now. But why did y'all stop going to y'all hot hand? This guy had 10 receptions.
Right.
And was getting ready to hit the 200-yard receiving mark. And you stopped going to him? You stopped going to him in the second half. You stopped. You threw it to him one time. That's embarrassing, dude. They deserve to lose this game.
This, we got about 8 minutes left. This right here, bro, it has to be my most disappointing team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They balled enough without Adams last year.
Yes,
you
they
get,
did.
You get the best receiver in the game, right? You got an offense that loves the pass. You have a top five running back. Now, your offensive line is, but that's y'all fault because y'all could have changed that up however you do it. You got top five tight end when he's playing. You got the possession receiver Renfro. Like, you got all kinds of pieces. And you guys are 2-6, 0-5 away from home? Like, right. I mean, bro. But, and the crazy thing is that they already played 5 away games. That's a lot of road games. They ain't leaving Vegas in the month of December. They are at home. They are at home. But totally disappointing, man. I mean, you know, and that's the thing about it is, we talked about the Jaguars having opportunities and said it Thursday that this was one of the opportunities they have because everything is – that's why they play the game. That's why everything's not on paper.
Right.
Disgrace. You remember last game, what do you have, 100 yards passing?
Yep.
Carr?
Yep.
You had damn near 200 at halftime. You only end up with 259. Like you said, stop
exactly.
passing. Jacobs only has 67. McDaniel's not it, man. I'm McCall.
No, he's not.
McDaniel's not it.
Apparently, he can't be.
No, he's not it, bro.
You can't have these type of weapons and you don't know how much you're doing. No.
How much was it him and how much was it Belichick controlling him, telling him what you need to be running? Because before him, remember they had O'Brien who was tough, who was doing the stuff. So it's like.
Or was it too that Tom Brady was telling him, no, we ain't doing that play?
All that. And no one's mistaking Carr for that. But Carr, Carr used to be a good fantasy because you knew they was always going to be losing and he's going to throw 50 times and you're going to get.
Absolutely. Right.
Well, that's over with. And I think this whole experience might be over. He might be one of these coaches get booted right before the season. They might give him a year. 2-6.
You gotta go.
And that's, you know you got you already got the Chiefs right up there, right? That's why Chargers is like, oh man, we still in good shape. We 5-3.
We straight.
Sickening, man. That's sickening. Absolutely. That's sickening. All right. Let me get through this real quick. Seahawks 31, Cardinals 21.
This is my disappointed team. Congratulations to Seattle. Geno Smith, how you playing, baby? You great to come back player of the year.
Yeah. Of the decade.
Oh, Lord. He
said of the decade. They try to burn him like they did DeMarcus, whatever, Russell, whatever his dude name. He was on that path because Geno was a high pick. Nobody saw this coming, but hats off to them. And they rocking and rolling. They got 6-3. They got a who they playing the Bucks, I think, overseas.
And they
can beat them.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Beat them. So,
anyway, too.
Yeah. Congratulations, man. Geno, do your thing, man. That's
absolutely.
Oh my gosh, Bucks 16, Rams 13. The battle of who's gonna be thrown away first? The garbage game.
Now this is the game where everybody's gonna be like, "Oh, Tom Brady's back!" Woo hoo hoo! No, he's not. Good win, great the way to come back. The Rams don't look like the Rams. I mean, can't think his dang on that. The quarterback, Stafford. You got your Super Bowl. You should have retired. You got it. You should have retired. You didn't. It is what it is. Tampa Bay, good win, but it's still gonna be two bad teams down the stretch.
You know what? What's going to save the Bucks is because, like we talked about before, they're gonna win a division at 7-9 or 7-10, 8-9, something like that.
And
still make the playoffs. As a bad team, the Rams defense was. I mean that it wasn't even a prevent defense. They was letting people go out of bounds, catch it in the middle of the field, all kinds of stuff. You know. 3-5 and 4-5. I mean, these are two horrible teams. Everybody wants to say, hey, you know, we just need to start calling these teams what they are. They bad teams.
Right.
They really bad teams. I would take Allen Robinson on Dallas. You don't even see him.
Right.
You don't even see him. I love Cooper Kupp, you know, as far as the number games and stuff like that. He doesn't earn my respect. He's a bad man. But you got more than him. And you know, threw Cam Akers away and all this kind of stuff, bro. Sickening. The Bucks, hey, you got lucky, man. You know, you play the Rams. Right. If you played any other team, you'd have lost that game.
Mm-hmm.
Goody, goody, goody. Chiefs won in overtime, 20-17. The Titans. I don't think you want to play them in the playoffs.
I don't think you want to, neither. But I don't think you're going to play these Chiefs neither. Mahomes, hey, brother, if I ever say anything bad about you this year, I'm sorry. Hey, dude, you know how to rally your team
different
and get them together and get the win. And that's exactly what you did. Y'all completely shut down Tennessee the second half.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Shut them completely down. But that was a good comeback win to get that win. Because I thought Tennessee had it. I thought game was over.
Right. Kind of like how we said in high school, keep doing what won you the game, right? You got to keep doing that. They had, you know, Petty had to win this game, and he won this game. And I'm going to tell you, hats off to Juju. Juju is complimenting Kelsey oh so well, right?
Yes, he is.
He's doing his thing, Harmon. But I'm going to tell you what, like I said before, wait till they get Tony going, dude. Tony, the Giants, once they get him going, dude, it's not going to be fair. You're not going to – it's going it, – two little fast dudes, and then you got the possession receiver, then you got the possession stretch tight end, and then Scantling to go down. Man, that's not – it is what it is.
Problem. What
can you say? Big time, and, you know, they know what they're doing. That's why they keep – winning. That's why they always in position to win.
Yeah,
you don't say that, bro. You know, you can't say when it's time to go ahead and get somebody like you need to get, you got to go get it. So, you know, we're going to see. We got one more big fish out there. One more big fish out there. Unless it's, you know, and anybody, some of these other players may get cut. You know how they do.
Right.
Let somebody else pick them up. But we got one more big fish. I think whoever gets that big fish is gonna tilt them. It's gonna be in their favor,
as long as it's
healthy. And whoever gets that big fish, unless you're the Giants, if you go back to the Giants, I don't think you're trying to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's stupid. No,
I'm sorry, I've been saying that. No, sorry, I'm a Giants fan. This being real. Hey, right. Thank you guys for joining us. Y'all know how we do. Make sure y'all vote.
Vote. Please, please.
Vote on every poll. Vote on the Tuesday poll and vote on our polls. Right. Everything.
Now.
Everything. God bless y'all. Jesus. We out.
Be good. Peace.
Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.